I'd like to welcome everyone on today's Atlas II Survey Working Group meeting on Monday the 1st of July at 1900 UTC. On today's call we have Roberto Gaetano, Dev Anand Tilak-Singh, Eduardo Diaz, Jordi Ipagir, Wolf Ludwig. We have apologies from Satish Babu, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Natalia Enciso and Fatima Cambronero. From staff we have Carlos Rey, Heidi Ulrich and myself, Gisela Gruber. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Wolf.
Okay, thanks again, Gisela. And as we all know, it's not the numbers at a particular call conference that counts, it's the quality of attendees. Therefore, I am pleased to welcome the few of you who could make it for this phone call. And as you may recall, we agreed on this, I think it was middle of June, to have this verification or this planning, this design call conference to discuss basic outlines of the next survey. We are planning and we intend to launch early enough in the planning process to Atlas II. And it was agreement at the time that we should not reinvent any circles again, but we should come back and review the first survey we circulated before the first Atlas in the early planning procedure of Atlas One, and the survey was launched in autumn 2008 to my memory. Thanks to Dev, who traced the respective links, which were added to this tonight's agenda, circulated to the list before, to have a closer look to what we did, what we designed in the first step, in the first design for a first Atlas survey a couple of years ago. And I still believe this offers a useful basis to be considered, to be looked on, etc., and to be discussed for a next outline of a survey questioner. And I still believe the better the questions we may design, draft, and formulate for the next survey, the better the answers will be we may receive on our next survey. This is the context, or this is a frame of our task at the moment, as far as I can see it. I would like to know from the attendees whether you more or less agree with the goals and with the aims and scope of, for the next survey, what is to include our audience, our members, not to design a survey which is seen from as a top-down endeavor, but to include questions, interests, and concerns from our members at a very early stage in any design of a next survey questioner. Any comments from your side? I see approval from Roberto on this basic outlines and basic idea. Any questioner needs, any survey and any questioner for survey needs to serve a very particular purpose, and the purpose and context must be very clear before we can restart drafting such a next survey. And And the goals and scope we intend to reach in this context. Is there no questions or comments, remarks from your side? Let me suggest, I see first approval from Jordi, let me suggest to start with some definition of aims and scope for the next survey. This was partly covered more or less from the next introduction. If you allow me a remark at this stage, I have compared, according to our tonight's call agenda, I have compared the previous at large survey, the first one which is listed with a respective link here, at large structure 2010 survey, which was a second big survey conducted by at large after the first summit survey, and I've looked at and I've compared the questions we raised at the second survey, and it was a completely different goal and it was a completely different context we tried to fulfill with the second survey. Therefore, in my personal opinion, and I underline in my personal opinion, the second survey does not really serve as a good pattern or as a good sample for our next survey, but I still believe that the second one listed here with a respective link, the at-large survey, was much better and was well done at the time. And I think, I believe we can take a majority of the questions from the first survey, slightly adapt them, and we could more or less use the structure of the previous first at-large survey for the next one. But I would first have some preliminary feedbacks from your side on the on this issue. Any questions? Comments on this? Yes.
I have a question. This is Eduardo. I'm just curious. My question is for curiosity. We had two surveys before the first ADNAS. Is that correct?
No. We had, to my memory, the first real big survey at large was the Atlas One survey, the first one. And the other one was about ALS structures and about ALS functioning, about ALS contact points, about ALS communication tools, etc. It was more the organizational and functional type of a survey and not more the topic related survey. And therefore, I think the second, the functional one, wouldn't be so relevant as a sample for us now. But the first survey, which is now on the screen, first Atlas One survey question sent to ALSs, these structures and questions somehow was directed to a bottom-up approach. Ask your members, ask your respective ALSs what their interests are, what their concerns are, and include their ideas into the planning process of a summit agenda, and not doing a summit agenda in a top-down manner where you only ask some insiders who regularly or always is the usual suspect, so to say, who always participate. If we among insiders design an agenda for the next summit, it will not necessarily meet the expectations or the interests of our members. I think we must be very clear about this potential contradiction that you have a different view if you are always participating at ICANN meetings, if you are always participating at monthly calls of ALEC, if you are always participating in monthly RALO calls, or if you are a kind of ordinary member who do not have the time, who do not have the capacities to regularly participate. You may have completely different views and angles on your RALO, on At Large, on ICANN, and I think we have to get the people from where they are to really make an interesting summit agenda for them and not taking for granted what we as insiders think the agenda should contain. This was a basic idea what we followed when we designed and discussed the outline of the first Atlas One survey and questions. And to my memory, we really stepped into the right direction because we had a considerable response quorum at the time and we get some very useful feedbacks. And I'm still convinced that the outline or the program or the agenda of the first survey in Mexico in March 2009 would have looked completely different if we wouldn't have asked our members for their inputs, for their ideas, for their concerns, for the program planning design. I think the success of the first Mexico summit was to a major extent due to the efforts we have taken designing the survey and then launching the survey and giving our members opportunity to consult us, to consult the summit organizers, what the agenda should be all about. I think this is a key, crucial element in any event planning. Ask the audience for their interests and don't always consider what you think would be good as being being important. And so we are walking now in a similar direction, and I think we there's no need to reinvent anything. We have done a good job some years ago, and now we need to adapt what was done before. I see Jordi's hand raised. Jordi, please, you have the floor. Jordi?
Hello, is it Jordi?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, speak up a little bit.
Hi, can you hear me? Hi, hello.
Yes,
Hi.
Yes, we can hear
Hi,
you.
Wolf.
Hi,
yeah, hello. Hello, everyone. Just very shortly, I have to leave in 10 minutes, but just to comment on what you said, I mean, Wolf, I really agree on that. I mean, that's going to be to the success of the meeting. My only point here would be to keep in mind what was already said in the mail list about what the ELSAs would like to talk about and what Euralo is supposed to bring into the ICANN framework. So that means not any topic is valid, because in theory we have just to discuss about what ICANN or whatever is related to ICANN, not just about things that may be out of the scope. So beside that point, I really subscribe what you said. That's all. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Jordi. It's Wolf Ludwig again for the record. It's exactly what we discussed some years ago. It must be clear that member ALS cannot just suggest whatever subject comes to their mind or what is in their daily scope of their ALS aims and business. Of course, it must have a clear link with ICANN issues. For this reason, we said, okay, we define the scope of ICANN issues. which are part of the question. So we give them a choice from A to Z, what are covered, what questions, issues are covered under the ICANN mandate, and etc. And after that, they can give their priorities. We are particularly interested in 1, 2, 3, 4, blah, blah, blah. And then after that, we give them, but we give them an opportunity to say any further thing you would like to discuss, what are not necessarily included in the narrow ICANN scope and mandate. And I remember a lot of responses we got from the first survey was issues like privacy or user concerns. User concerns can be somehow broader, but then we can try to re-relate them back to the ICANN mandate. And this will be a very tricky issue afterwards for the working group to make the bridges and to make the links. But I see Heidi's hand raised. Heidi, you have the floor.
Thank you, Wolf. This is Heidi, for the record. Just to clarify one point about the first summit, and then I'd like to just make a suggestion for the upcoming survey. Eduardo asked the question whether there were two surveys for the first summit, and actually the answer is yes. There was one that was basically just trying to gauge interest in general, and you can see that on the wiki page on the agenda. There was one that was sent out, it must have been early 2009, and the results were to be discussed in June 2009 at the Paris meeting. And then a second survey was sent in the autumn of 2009, strictly to ask the interest, prioritize the interest in working group topics. So again, you can see that on the wiki page for the first summit. And then my comment for the current, the upcoming survey is whether there could be a question asking the ALSs to list the approximate number of their members. I know that Fadi has asked that a couple of times, that in the next survey, if At Large could ask some more information about that for their ALSs. That's it. Well, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Heidi. I just typed into the chat room. Thanks for your comments. But in terms of chronology, Heidi, the Paris meeting was in June 2008. And this was before the first ICANN, the first At Large summit. The idea came up before the daily meeting, which was in spring 2008. Then we had the Paris meeting in summer 2008. Then we had the Cairo meeting in autumn 2008. And we always planned to make such a summit happen in 2008 already, but what didn't work out, today we know it was good that it didn't work as a quick shot, and we needed to go into some more detailed and serious planning, and therefore we could only make it happen in March 2009. And the first survey for the summit was launched, to my memory, in autumn 2008. The second survey you were talking about, Heidi, this was a survey about a particularity of At Large structures and the working methods, and this we did for the next European meeting for Brussels. And the results of the second survey, to my memory, were presented in June 2000 at the Brussels meeting. So this was a subsequent endeavor. What we did, what was useful for, let's say, At Large and At Large stuff, but which was okay, which included also interest for participation in At Large working groups. But I think the model case now for our next Atlas II survey in my opinion, is the one we designed and conducted in late 2008. And where we see the outline of the questions here on the screen. Further questions, comments? I just, you know, further elaborations by Heidi. Second summit questionnaire. I have to check, Heidi. I'm not aware about this.
Yeah, it's sort of a, we're getting into the details. So basically, that's on the wiki page. So I joined in 2008 when the first summit survey had been already sent. And then later in the year, a second first summit survey was sent. And then for the 2010 survey, Cheryl and I worked very closely on the development of the much broader questionnaire. So that one was the one that Wolf, you, and Dev, et cetera, then a subgroup or a working group developed or worked on the results of the 2010 survey, which you presented at various meetings, including the Brussels meeting. And I'll put that into the link, too. It was a much deeper survey.
I just see it now. Well, this means we had basically three surveys conducted already. I only had the two main ones in my memory. I forgot about this this second survey, which was not on my radar anymore. Well, maybe then it should be a link between the two of them. And, well, a major challenge, in my opinion, is always if we compare the circumstances and conditions we faced in 2008, when the whole RALO system was more or less a new one, which was introduced in 2006, 2007 mainly, and it was a basic outline with far less member ALSs compared to now. And the question is, even if we have more or less doubled the number of ALSs compared to 2000s, whether many of them can be still considered as newcomers. And I think not over-demanding the agenda. This was again an observation I made during our last URALO General Assembly in Lisbon. URALO has developed over the past years, became more performant over the last years, got more member ALSs over the last years. But if I smelled the atmosphere during the General Assembly 1.5 weeks ago, well, it became clear that newcomers still have difficulties getting involved in the discussion. They became certified ALSs. Many of them do not participate regularly at our monthly calls. Therefore, they are not insiders. They are not necessarily outsiders, but they are newcomers or beginners. And a lot of issues we regularly discuss at telephone conferences, etc., may not necessarily ring a bell to them. Therefore, I think we should start designing our question at a very low level, more or less at a newcomer's level, more or less at the level where we normally start with capacity building programs, etc. And I do not want to mix now the two issues that the Atlas II should be altogether a capacity building effort, but I think some of the entrance conditions may be similar to capacity building programs, and therefore the question should be designed in this direction. Dev, I see your hand raised, please. You have the floor.
Thank you. This is Devanand Tilakthing speaking. Are you hearing me?
Yes, we can clearly hear you, Dev.
Great, thank you. Devanand Tilakthing speaking. I've been looking at, just looking through the first Atlas One survey, the second Atlas Plus Two survey, and then the ALS structure survey in 2010. I do think that we shouldn't try to mix the goals of these surveys into each other. So I think in terms of in terms of the Atlas Two surveys, I think what we can say, we could do the same thing. Conduct a short survey now, I would say as soon as possible, and just to get some feedback as to what do ALSs want to see in a summit, in the summit two. And then, based on that information, we find the summit objectives, agendas, and so forth, and then ask the second follow-up survey then. In terms of the capacity building questions that we also want to ask, and getting some more information regarding the at-large structures as well, I think the at-large structure survey and the capacity survey could be bundled into its own survey separately. But I think what we should say is that as a precondition for attending the summit two, you must fill out the at-large structure survey bundled with the capacity, asking about capacity building topics and so forth. I hope I made myself clear. That's my first impression.
Thank you. Right. Thanks a lot. Dev, for your comments. I see a next Eduardo who raised his hand. Please, Eduardo, you have the floor.
Hello, this is Eduardo for the record. Are we going to make these surveys like we did last time for the last summit, that the ALSs are interested in participating, they have to answer these surveys one way or another? That's the question. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Eduardo. I was just thinking about actually the next step and how to proceed. I think there is we face a slight difficulty that only a portion of the survey subgroup could now attend this planning call tonight, and I have some difficulty now to take a decision in such a small group on the next procedures. Therefore, I think a potential outcome of this tonight's call could be if we could make some suggestions what we think would be a good or reasonable next step to proceed urban. And my suggestion would go into the direction. From the people who attended this call tonight, we are now aware about the three types of surveys we made so far. And let's have a quiet look on the threes, one after another, or being put on the table, one next to the other, and sort out and make suggestions which elements of questions should be the main parts of the next Atlas II survey. So this would be a kind of homework for our small group. We will have a close look on this after the call again, and we make I take now the sample from the first Atlas One survey, we have the preamble, we have question 1 until question 12, And then we can say, okay, this type of a question should be part of the questionnaire for Atlas II, and we can have a look on the other surveys we did, and this element of the other surveys could be reasonable to be considered to be included as well. If you come up with such a list of suggestions from our small group now and put it on the list for the whole working group, we can give them a chance to respond, let's say, up to a certain deadline, let's say until Durban would be realistic. And then my further suggestion would be those people from our working group who will be present in Durban, let's find a time slot in the Durban program to sit together and make it in a face-to-face way, which may be much more productive, to say, okay, we made these suggestions, we got this and that feedbacks. Now we have more or less a sort of consolidated picture, and then we can really in Durban make a sort of a final drafting of a survey outline. This, from a procedural point, and would be my suggestion. Eduardo, Roberto, Dev, your opinion on this procedural suggestion is highly welcome and much appreciated. I see Dev's, was it Dev's or Eduardo's approval? Roberto raised his hand. Roberto, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you. I think that we have no.
Can you speak up a little bit, Roberto? I have difficulties to understand you.
Okay, I'll try. I think that we have no other choice. I think that we need to bring this matter forward, and we need to make a decision in Durban. So the problem is that I would kind of hope that we can get advice from more and contributions from more people than just the three or four of us, so that we arrive in Durban with a sort of a complete document. That's the first point. The second point, my suggestion would be that to work a bit in brainstorming mode, in the sense that in this early phase, to put maybe even more questions that is reasonable to put in the questionnaire, so that then we need to reduce to the questions that are that we would like to really put in the questionnaire. But in the first phase, to put more, really a brainstorming. So all what comes to our mind, to put it down so that then we can make a decision on what to eliminate in the second phase.
Thanks, Roberto. I must admit I couldn't even understand half of what you said because the transmission, I don't know whether it was my line, the transmission quality was very lousy. Perhaps somebody else has understood it in detail from staff, Heidi, Gisela, etc., and could summarize what Roberto was suggesting. Yes, I just see. I will send it. Send an email to the list. I think this would be the best way to proceed. To collect suggestions from all the people who participated in our tonight's call. And then to check the structure of the previous surveys, somehow the target of the previous surveys, and then to collect types of questions, I would dare or I would try to suggest let's start from the Atlas I survey and the type of questions we had, whether they still are useful for a second question or whether we need some new questions adopted or whatsoever. Eduardo, you have raised your hand, you have the floor.
This is Eduardo, for the record. I just wanted to say that from what I got there from what Roberto was saying, he mentions something about doing a brainstorming on these questions. In other words, to come up with more questions, and then you do some kind of brainstorming and then reduce it to the amounts or the most important ones. That's one of the things that he recommended.
Yes, okay. If this was a summary, thanks. For this summary, I think it would be exactly the approach method into the right direction. Take what we had before, but not in a limited way. Keep it as an open brainstorming. Whatever useful, interesting comes to your mind, these should be added, etc. And when we have an outline of many proposals, then we can start in Durban with a sort of shortlisting and creating a new structure for the next survey. Dev, you have raised your hand, please. Dev?
This is Dave. Actually, you kind of answered my question here, and Eduardo kind of touched on it, so I don't have any further comments at this point. Just one observation, though.
Okay. So I think go on.
Just one observation. This is Dave speaking. I would say that the first survey questions need to be sent out very soon after Durban. But that's it.
Yes, I entirely agree with you, Dev. I think Durban then should be a kind of ultimate stage for the questionnaire design to be completed immediately afterwards and circulated afterwards. Okay, we have to consider the summer break. Sending out a questionnaire during the summer break and months, what is in many parts July and August, would be a problem. But I think for Durban, it should be the aim of this sub-working group to have checked the outlines, the proposals, to come up with a shortlisted questionnaire structure, etc., and having some kind of a final outline, and then really to prepare the distribution after the summer break. This, in my opinion, could be a reasonable and feasible timeline. Let's try to collect further ideas. Let's try to exchange via our mailing list and to collect as many proposals, suggestions, ideas as possible. Keep them listed. I count on the support of staff for having these proposals on the structure and question type of the survey until Durban, and then let's discuss a list, let's discuss a structure, let's discuss a focus again, etc., and do the shortlisting on the spot. It will be much more productive when we can meet face-to-face, etc. I guess we would need an hour or hour and a half to do this all together in a face-to-face atmosphere and then simply agree on it and then once we have done it face-to-face in Durban, we can say, okay, the working group consisting of Dev, consisting of Eduardo, consisting of Roberto, etc., and some more, came up with this suggestion. We put it on the list again and asked members not present in Durban for their comments or compliments to come up with a finalized version, what then can be in detail prepared during August and then circulated to the members shortly afterwards, after the summer break. Would this be a feasible or realistic way to proceed? I see Roberto's, wonderful, I see approval from all of you, and I guess this is seen the narrow timeline until Durban, which is in about 2 weeks from now. We couldn't come up tonight with a complete draft of a next survey, also partly due to the lack of further participation, etc. It should not be a 3-4 man show. I think we can now define the next steps to do, and I would like, as an action item, ask staff to see where we may have an edge hour during Durban, where we can announce such a meeting to happen out of the already, besides already fixed ELEC meeting schedules, etc., to publicly announce it for all the ELEC members in Durban. I think it could or should be an open meeting, in my opinion, and then let's sit together, and I think once we have had a look in detail on the structures, etc., we will come up very quickly with some productive results. My suggestion so far, and I think it's the most we can do, we can achieve for the moment, to keep it open, to keep it inclusive, etc., and to come up with something reasonable and substantial soon. Any further questions, any further comments from your side? I see no hand raised. I think it should be clear. The minutes will show approval by acclamation. Okay. Thanks, Roberto, for this comment. The staff can schedule a room on a sign-up basis. Yes, not, but no service will be available. There shouldn't be any remote participation modalities. We only need a room where we can sit together and discuss and continue from our today's basis, probably substantiated by some more ideas and by some more suggestions like Roberto announced already. And I believe we can do it in a very productive way. If there are no further comments, I think all the next steps and details are clear for the moment. We know how to proceed. We know approximately about timelines, etc. But at least we know what to do in Durban and what needs to be done or completed in Durban to proceed afterwards. Thanks a lot to all of you for your participation, for your ideas, etc. And I have the feeling, even being in a fewer composition tonight, it was useful to have this call, and probably it brought some more clarity about next steps and procedures. to come up with a good survey. Thanks a lot to everybody. We are ahead of our time, I think, but I think the most important points were raised. Yes, I see some more comments, Steph. Well, if no service available, that means remote procedures would not be possible. Well, if this is not feasible, Dev, the group in Durban will come up with a proposal, will come up with an outline, and we can at least submit this for further consultation and comments after Durban. That's the way we usually proceed at Eurodic planning meetings. It's not marked in stone what we decide on an on-spot meeting, so it's kind of a preliminary outcome, and we can send it to the list again, and people who cannot attend in Durban are free to have comments, or we can even make after Durban next call. What is always difficult during summer breaks, but Gisela said a doodle poll for the entire Atlas II is going out now to schedule a call for the early next week. Okay, and we can bring it up next week again. Okay, any further questions, any further comments? I would like first to thank a few participants for taking the time during a lovely summer evening, and also at large staff in high numbers who have made this call possible, etc., and who is providing any assistance to make such calls, etc., and such projects happen. Thanks a lot to all of you, and I wish you an excellent evening and good night. Bye-bye.
Bye all. Bye all. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you all.
The meeting. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. The meeting has just been adjourned, and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining.